can feel.
Live and local, here for you, Dakota Country, KOKK in Huron. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. Weather wiped out a lot of the schedule last night. I'd say a large majority of what did get played yesterday played out in Woolsey, as they did get the first round of the Girls 281 basketball tournament in. Today's boys' first round has been postponed. We'll get to that coming up. But four games last night, yesterday afternoon and last night, opened up with top seed Wessington Springs cruising to a 51-14 win over Sunshine Bible. Springs led by Avery Orth with 14 points. Carissa Scheel added 10. Springs 6-2 on the season. Sunshine Bible got 6 points from Abby Hinman. Second game of the day, 4-seed James Valley Christian cruised past Highmore Herald 53-32. For the Vikings, Alexa Gertz had 19 points, 8 of 9 free throw shooting. Addison Bartholow added 11. The Vikings are 6-3. For Highmore Herald, Jada Balloon 14 points. Highmore Herald is 4-5. Number 2-seed Sanborn Central Woonsocket defeated defending champion 7-seed Woolsey Wessington 50-35. For Sanborn Central Woonsocket, J.C. Baruth, Liz Boche each had 14 points. Cameron Oshner added 11. Blackhawks are 7-2. For Woolsey Wessington, Peyton Chemnitz had 13 points. They dropped to 3-7. Final game was also the closest game of the day. Number 3-seed Iroquois Lake Preston held off number 6 Hitchcock Tulare 38-36. Sharks led by Addison Moore with 19 points. Hadley Holt 12 points, 13 rebounds. ILP is 7-3. Hitchcock Tulare got 13 points from Cambry Hookman. Caitlin Schrader added 12 points. Isabel Gilbert had 10 rebounds. The Patriots dropped to 2-7 on the season. So all four top seeds did pick up wins in the first round. We'll run down Tuesday's matchups here shortly. Some college basketball scores from last night. Everything from the Northern Sun. Women's scores, Augustana defeated Mary 68-62. Northern 62, Wayne State 53. Minot defeated Sioux Falls 62-60. On the men's side, Wayne State edged Northern 70-69. Augustana rolled over Mary 83-50. Minot defeated Sioux Falls 78-60. Minnesota Timberwolves picked up a win. They pretty much controlled it from the opening tip and cruised to a 116-93 win over Portland. Rudy Gobert back in the lineup, 24 points, 17 rebounds. Carl Anthony Towns, 23 points. Naz Reid had 15 points. And that's the rundown of the local schedule. Of course, the weather last night took care of a lot of things that were on the schedule. Here on Tiger Basketball, home and away with Sioux Falls Lincoln had to be postponed. They have been rescheduled, will not be played on the same night. The Huron boys will travel to Sioux Falls Lincoln later this month on Thursday, January 25th. The Huron girls will be at home hosting Lincoln, and that will be on Thursday, February 15th. Here on Tiger Gymnastics Invitational last night had to be called off. They're looking to see if they can reschedule that for either Thursday or Friday next week, pending how many teams can come in. Last night, 10 teams were scheduled, but if they can get at least a majority of those to return, they probably will reschedule it for the end of next week. One other schedule note, the middle school wrestling tournament scheduled for today at the arena, that has been canceled, will not be made up. As far as today's schedule goes, we didn't have a whole lot on the schedule, just mentioned middle school wrestling, but the one other event that was on the schedule, 281 Conference Boys Basketball Tournament first round, has been pushed back to Monday. They'll pretty much go with the same schedule. They'll start at 1 o'clock and go on the rolling schedule. Top seed Wessington Springs plays number 8 seed Sunshine Bible. 4 seed James Valley Christian plays number 5 seed Highmore Herald. 2 seed Woolsey Wessington to play number 7 seed Iroquois Lake Preston, and 3 seed Sanborn Central Woonsocket plays number 6 seed Hitchcock Tulare. They'll start at 1 o'clock on Monday afternoon and just play straight through till they complete it. They'll keep things rolling in order to get everybody home safely and hopefully use the daylight as much as possible. We are working to see if we can get those games on the air. We still have one or two things left, but if we can, we will be there to cover those 4 first-round games for the boys from Woolsey on Monday. As I mentioned earlier, I was going to run down the pairings for the second round of the 281 Conference Tournament. Consolation games at James Valley Christian on Tuesday. Sunshine Bible will play Highmore Herald in the first game. Woolsey Wessington plays Hitchcock Tulare in the third game. The boys' consolation games will be in there as well. Semifinals for the girls at 3:30 Tuesday in Woolsey, Wessington Springs, James Valley Christian. At about 6:30, Sanborn Central Woonsocket and Iroquois Lake Preston. And that'll be 281 Conference Girls Basketball second round coming up on Tuesday. One other note on the schedule today, almost missed it, but the annual Hanson Classic, always a big event down in Mitchell, had to be canceled this year. James Valley Christian was set to travel down there and play St. Thomas More. So the teams that were originally matched up at the Hanson Classic were just told if you can find a date and play each other, you can. But I don't think the way it sounds, James Valley, St. Thomas More will not be able to play. James Valley Christian looking for a game now to replace the game that they're missing today at the Hanson Classic. The weather's bad enough that even the Jones County Invitational Basketball Tournament, a big West River tournament, had to be postponed today. They did get to their consolation and semifinals, played through those yesterday, but decided to postpone today, and they'll play their finals Tuesday in Murdo. One other note to pass along for Huron Tiger wrestling fans, state wrestling tournament ticket orders are on sale at the activities office at the arena through next Friday, January 19th. Only all session tickets can be ordered in advance. Cost is $50 for adults, $30 for students. And again, you can get those reserved at the arena activities office. Coming up this morning on Dakota Sports Saturday, we talk with Krista Robinson, head girls basketball coach. The James Valley Christian Vikings, they picked up a win to open up the 281 tournament last night. And we'll talk here on Tiger Wrestling with head coach Matt Goff, the head boys coach. Also, girls basketball coach Cody Kaufman, boys basketball coach Tim Budenhagen. That'll be our Dakota Sports Saturday show coming up at about 9 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
First up here on Dakota Sports Saturday, we talk with Krista Robinson, head coach, James Valley Christian Girls Basketball. Vikings opened up the 281 tournament last night with a 53-32 win over Highmore Herald. And Krista, just a good start. You kind of opened space there in the second quarter. I think it was 12-4. You outscored them second quarter, got it to double digits, and they just held court there the rest of the game.
Yeah, you know, Ring's a good coach, so we knew he'd have come in and have a good game plan against us. He started off in a triangle and two, and we were able to break that right away, and just kind of took us a little bit to get going. kind of, we started off the year, our starting games really great, and we'd finish really great, and we'd kind of be a little dead in the second, third quarter. Now we're kind of switching that around a little bit, but we're just really focusing on intensity and finding that consistency with intensity throughout the game. We knew we were going to have to play a good ball game because Highmore's never going to lay down and die on you. They're a good team, and they work hard. No matter what he has for players, he always gets the best out of them.
Talk about your girls now, and first things first, you have a pretty solid nucleus back from last year, and you're still fairly young.
Yeah, you know, we do. I always tell them I'm not afraid to play the young ones if that's my best five to put on the court. You know, Kaylee and Lex, they've been playing for me since they're eighth graders. You know, they have a lot of experience. They put a lot of time in the summer. Rihanna Hood's been playing a lot, too, you know, the last couple, 3 years. And then we start two other freshmen and win the Addies, and both them played a lot of ball this summer and improved their games. You know, the funny thing is about them is Addie Barthelow has played a point guard up until this season, and now she's inside, and Addie Knight's always played inside, and now she's outside. So not only are they freshmen, but they're out of position to what they've normally played. And, you know, we have a good chemistry with that group. They hang out, you know, on and off the court. You know, that helps. Then we bring off some girls that just like they hustle and bring a spark for us, and that's huge.
And, like I said, a good nucleus there, and it looks like everybody's almost interchangeable, though. I saw probably three or four girls posting up at some point. Everybody gets a chance on the perimeter. Pretty much interchangeable.
Yeah, that's what's kind of nice is our guards have some size on a lot of guards around here. And, you know, Kaylee, Lex, they can step in and post out or hit the three. You know, Addie Knight, Addie Barthelow can post up, and they can step out and shoot the outside shot. So we're really interchangeable, and sometimes that makes us hard to guard because if you put a guard on them, we can post them up. If you put a post on them, we're going to put them outside and let them drive around. So having those options, it's huge, and we can have a few different defenses, and you know, they're smart enough to know what they need to do whatever position I put them in.
And now we'll talk about today and what could have been. You got invited to the Hanson Classic, which a lot of teams want to get in there. You had to feel fortune get there, but unfortunately the weather wiped off St. Thomas More. You were hoping to reschedule. Doesn't sound like that's going to happen though.
Yeah, that was kind of funny because my dad's always wanted one of us kids to play in the Hanson Classic. When I was able to call and tell him that his granddaughter gets to play in it, it kind of brought him to tears. He forgot that I'd also be coaching at it. But, you know, it's exciting. It's always, you know, awesome to get that invitation because that's one of the oldest classics in the state of South Dakota, and I think it's one of the best ones still that they invite, you know, the teams that they're going to have good games. We are excited to play St. Thomas More. And as actually just finished up my scouting report today when I got the email, and, you know, we were hoping to reschedule, but, you know, they aren't going to be able to make it work, so we'll find something else. But, you know, we're just grateful for the opportunity to go down there and showcase our skills. You know, this team's worked really hard in the last 4 or 5 years to get where we're at and earn some respect that way. So it was a bummer, but hopefully we get the same opportunity next year.
Well, now as we look ahead, your next game is Tuesday. I assume the 3:30 game in Woolsey, first of the four semifinal games with Wessington Springs. You know, this 281 tournament, while it's fun, it's not like there's any secrets out there. You know what Springs is going to do. They got Orth posting up. They got solid perimeter players. They got a nice package.
You know, I was just talking with that about the Springs boys before our game. You know, when you're going to do scouting reports, with being in the 281, you've played these teams 100 times since you've been a fifth grader. So you pretty much know exactly what every team's going to do. You know, it's kind of a wide open field this year. We weren't very happy with the seating we received, but I was like, hey, let's use it to fuel our fire. You know, now we'll come back with Springs. We've been working on some different things, you know, since last season just to keep it in the back of our minds. My assistant coaches and I, you know, throw a lot of things around, and, you know, we're going to have them ready. We'll practice Monday and have our game plan ready. And, you know, we're excited to get after the next one on Tuesday.
And finally, just big picture here. What, you're 6-3 now, so you got to like where you're at there. But about, well, Tuesday will be halfway point of the season. What have you seen so far? What do you want to see the girls get better at?
You know, we've had haven't had a truly easy schedule. In our three losses, we opened up with the Groton game where we lost by 1 point in overtime. And then our other loss was to Ethan, which we were only down by 4 to them going into the fourth quarter and just kind of ran out of gas. And then our third loss was to Lyman, which, you know, we only lost by 6 at the Huron Classic. So all three of those games were great games with Ethan and Lyman being rated. And, you know, that was good for our team because, you know, we're coming back and we haven't been that team that we've been that team that can fight and battle. We had a couple games with Woolsey and Newbrook that we were down in the fourth quarter because we just weren't shooting that good, and our girls just battled back. The one thing I like about our team is they never lose their head. They just keep kind of keep picking away, keep climbing, get to where we need to be. The other thing, though, is we got to find some consistency with our offense and kind of bring that fire right away. But they want to play basketball, and I think we'll get there right where we're at. And I keep telling everybody, we're good where we're at right now. I'm all right with flying underneath the radar and kind of peaking in February. I don't want to peak right now. I want to keep working on stuff, and when February hits, we'll be playing our best basketball.
Krista Robinson, head coach, James Valley Christian girls basketball. Viking girls are now at 7-3 on the season, and they're in the semifinals of the 281 tournament Tuesday, where they draw top seed Wessington Springs. We'll talk some here on Tiger Wrestling basketball coming up on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We are back on Dakota Sports Saturday. First up, we talk with Huron Tiger boys wrestling coach Matt Goff. The Tigers are into the new year now. They've been to Brandon. They were at Harrisburg on a Thursday night. So, Coach, first things first, I know I always kind of kid around with you a little bit of this beforehand, but didn't get a chance to this year. Always makes a wrestling coach a little nervous when the kids go off for the holiday break, but it looks like everybody back sound and were ready to wrestle when you got back to it last week.
Yeah, most of our guys aren't really cutting too much weight. Came back pretty good, and we were ready to roll basically from the get-go. When we came back, nobody had to worry too much about their weight. Just trying to get a little healthier than we have been throughout the middle of the season, and hopefully we can start peaking toward the end of February.
We'll look back to last weekend. You dueled Brandon Valley on Friday and then just stayed over at the Brandon Valley Invitational on Saturday. I know that invite going back with Coach McCarty as well. I always liked that tournament because you see a lot of teams that you don't necessarily run across much otherwise.
Yeah, we get some of the teams from down south that we don't see a lot of times. There was a couple Minnesota teams and a Nebraska team that we don't see. So it's nice to see some new competition, and overall we wrestled pretty well last weekend in Brandon. Some standouts were Carter Nelson ended up 4, Schuyler Moosehair ended up 3rd, Moses 1, Brian was 3rd. So quite a few good showings at Brandon last weekend. And hopefully moving forward, we can get a couple more guys onto the podium in that top 3 or 4 area, maybe winning some tournaments as well.
You know, and Moses Gross, obviously top-ranked at 150 this year, and it almost seems like he's just going through a business as normal. Does he do anything that even surprises you anymore?
He's pretty impressive throughout most of the season. His biggest challenge was out in Rapid at the invite in his finals. It was a 3-0 match. Otherwise, I think almost all of his wins this season have been bonus points. So he's really impressive on his feet, and nobody's been able to hold him down yet this year. And hopefully he can keep it rolling and look for a second state title.
And Brian Ramirez, he's been plugging along as well. He actually dropped some weight, got himself down to a 215, and he, along with Moses, were one of the two wins you got Thursday night in Harrisburg.
Brian usually came in on the wrestling season around 300 pounds this year. He came in about 230, and he dropped down to 215 this year. It's a little bit different style of wrestling than he's used to, so it's taking him a little bit to learn. He's got to defend his legs a little bit more than he used to have to, and he's really starting to develop into that 215-pound weight class. Got some good wins this year so far, and hopefully he can keep it rolling so he can find himself on the podium at the end of February again.
You know, and just those younger guys, it kind of goes back to the Brandon Valley Invitation. A lot of those guys just looking for some success, looking for something to, you know, to be positive for him. And I think you got some of that when you were in Brandon last weekend.
Yeah, with Carter Nelson, he wrestles a lot of tough kids being in the ESD. So most of his matches are against kids that are raised in the state. He's wrestled really close. Thursday night in Harrisburg, he wrestled a close match. He wrestled some close ones in Brandon's last weekend as well. He's just got to keep wrestling hard, and those wins will come in those close matches. Same thing with Ryder. He's an eighth grader, first year on varsity as well. He's been wrestling well. Quite a few good wins and some losses that he would like to have back. And then his brother's at 120. He's really looking pretty good this season. Creighton, he's wrestled some pretty tough competition close, but just hasn't quite got over the hump. Hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, we start getting over the hump and winning those close matches instead of being on the other side of those. Brady Meyer, state qualifier from last year, he's been up and down this year. Some good wins and some losses that we like to have back as well. And then moving up, 138, Aiden Zvetsky, just got to get healthy. Been wrestling tough, but dinged up a little bit. Same with Lado. So at 144, a little dinged up. Hopefully we're going to get healthy moving toward the end of the season. Griffin Storm at 157 is getting his lumps on his first year of varsity, but he's wrestling tough and the wins will come if he keeps out and keeps wrestling hard. 165, looking to get TJ Lean back in the lineup coming this fall, coming week in Del Rapids, and hopefully we have him ready to roll in Yankton if everything goes well in Del Rapids. So that'll be a good addition to our lineup. Char Sir has been wrestling pretty well. He had that third place finish at Brandon. Quite a few good dual wins, scores a lot of points on his feet, and he's just becoming a better mat wrestler as the season has gone. Samu, another one of those seniors who's been struggling with injuries on and off this year. Hopefully he can get healthy. And Sirwa, he's up from 195 last year to 285, weighs about 240, really developing into a good heavyweight wrestler. Hopefully he can continue peaking. He was another one that wrestled well at Brandon. I believe he took four.
You know, as you look ahead, I think you just mentioned there a minute or so ago going to Del Rapids on Tuesday. I think that's a quad, Del Rapids, Dakota Valley, and Madison. And I think if you just told me there that this is something just got added to the schedule last year, but again, that's a group of schools that we really don't see a lot of outside of maybe Madison.
We don't, unless they come to, we see Del Rapids at the Brandon invite. Other than that, we don't see Madison anywhere. Dakota Valley, we do not see. So getting to see those teams wrestle and compete against them is nice. Hopefully we can continue keeping this tri-quadri going so we keep seeing those teams. We'd like to see some other teams outside of the ESD, obviously, to help. You see more teams. Even when we go to tournaments, it seems like we see a lot of the ESC teams week in and week out. So it'd be nice to branch out and see some more teams.
So that's what you have up next on the schedule. Unfortunately, this weekend, while your squad was off, the annual middle school invite was supposed to be today, but that got canceled again. And unfortunately, seems like this is happening more often than not this weekend. Year after year, we're just getting bad weather, and fortunately aren't able to get that middle school meet in because I think Coach McCarty always called it organized chaos. Schools come in from all around, but again, unfortunate, not able to get that in this year.
Yeah, it seems like every other year we struggle to get that tournament in. It's a really nice one to see our guys wrestle at home. So hopefully next year we can get that tournament in, and hopefully it clears up for the weekend so we can get some of the youth guys wrestling, but it doesn't look promising for that either. Just overall, it's nice to see when our younger guys get to wrestle some matches at home, which doesn't happen very often based on their tournament schedule.
Matt Goth, head coach here on Tiger Wrestling. Tigers off this weekend. Have a quad in Del Rapids on Tuesday. Del Rapids, Madison, and Dakota Valley. Here on Tiger Basketball, coming up next on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We're back on Dakota Sports Saturday and talking with Huron Tiger girls basketball coach Cody Kaufman. The Tigers, like the boys, were snowed out, weathered out last night. We're supposed to host Sioux Falls Lincoln, so now go a week between games at Mitchell this past Tuesday, doubleheader at home this coming Tuesday with the Brookings Bobcats. And Cody, first off, go back to Tuesday. You know, you hit the top two teams in the state just like the boys did, Harrisburg last Saturday, and then Tuesday against Mitchell. And so many shoulda, coulda, wouldas there, had a chance to win both games, end up losing by four in both cases.
Yeah, you go back to Harrisburg real quick, and you talk about Harrisburg and what we lost. I feel like we lost on things that we couldn't control. It was outside of, you know, what was in our locker room that we couldn't control, you know, whether it be a call that didn't go our way, you know, just some unlucky things that were out of our control, right? So that's how I felt after we lost to Harrisburg, is that we lost on things that we couldn't control. Now you fast forward down to Tuesday against Mitchell, and I felt like we lost that game off of things that were in our control. It's going to sound funny, and I'm nitpicking a little bit, but man, you know, when you watch that film off of our defense, hold them to 44 points, you hold Stabler and Seamson to 6 points apiece, and I'm still going to complain about the defense, but when you watch our defensive execution and effort, which are things that we can control, we didn't do a very good job of that on Tuesday night. Our offensive execution got better in the second half. In the first half, it wasn't very good. And, you know, and then I didn't think our girls played together and fought for each other like they had the first seven games of the season. I thought that, we hung our heads a little bit more. When it got physical and things weren't going our way, we kind of, made a few excuses, and that's what I hadn't seen the first seven games. So we lost two games, you're right, by 4 points or whatever it was, but we lost them in different ways. I think that, we didn't compete like we should have, like we've set the standard on Mitchell on Tuesday, and ultimately, we end up losing both games.
Well, you mentioned Sawyer Stabner. I held her down pretty well, especially in the first half, one of the top players in the state for the Mitchell Colonels, and Seamson as well. But, give Mitchell credit. The Van Overshield just kind of went off on us. I think 11 points in the fourth quarter, including 3-3, something like that. Really, she was the big difference for the Colonels on Tuesday.
She was, and our focus was as Seamson and Stabner, but we know that Van Overshield is a very capable shooter. Credit to them, like you said, you take away their two best players and someone else steps up and makes shots. And, that's what we need more of on our side. I think it got better. I think it's getting better every game. I like the way our role players are starting to, to attack and make plays and just getting more confidence all the time, you know. So we're getting there. You know, you look at Mitchell, you know, Van Overshield is a role player, but she's been playing for, you know, all of last year for sure, and probably some as a freshman as well. So, you know, our role players have zero experience, and again, that's probably going to, you know, that excuse is going to go away at some point, but we're still 8 games in, and they're still learning how to, you know, play with each other and tack and, you know, just getting more confidence at the varsity level. So their role players stepped up and won them a game, and, you know, again, that's what we're looking for out of our role players, and I see that, you know, I see their, you know, they're taking steps in the right direction every day, so that's something for us to look forward to.
Obviously lost the game last night, home game with Lincoln. We'll reschedule. It's going to be about a month away now, so I'm sure you're probably eager just to get back on the floor, especially a home game, but weather seems like more often than not this particular weekend in January, we're always dealing with weather.
Well, you know, I mean, we praise the weather in December, right? 40s and 50 degrees and how nice it was and no cancellation, you know, compared to last year when we had, you know, nasty weather in December that really set us back, you know, three games rescheduled in December last year. So you knew it was coming, right? We live in South Dakota. We knew this winter was coming. You know, thankfully, I guess, you know, it's been real cold, but all the snow and stuff has stayed south. But, yeah, you know, after, you know, 2 games after Christmas here now, or after the new year, I should say, and, you know, we have kind of a sour taste in our mouth from both of them. So, we're ready to get back on the court and, you know, and compete again, but we're more ready to, you know, get a win, you know, of some sort against whoever, you know, whoever's there. We want to compete. We want to get a win. So, and every game is tough, and we need to, you know, we need to show up and do our thing, but we're ready to get on the court and, you know, in 32 minutes runs off and not leave with that sour taste in our mouth.
So next up for now is Brookings at home on Tuesday, and hopefully we are able to get that game in as well. But I guess everybody's kind of in the same boat here. It's going to probably be even hard to practice here with this wind chill warning taking us all the way into Tuesday morning.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to, you know, we'll just have to wait and see what the weather does. Obviously, there's no school on Monday, which is a good thing as far as the weather's concerned. But if it, you know, if it's so cold and bitter, you know, there's a chance we won't practice on Monday, and we'll show up on Tuesday and play a game against Brookings. You know, and I know that they're in the same boat. Already had conversations with Coach McClagan over there, and they're no different than us, right? So their game got canceled on Friday as well, so they didn't play. You know, so here we sit, you know, with nothing through the weekend, and hoping you can practice on Monday, and then again, you know, like you said, the weather doesn't get much better. I think it goes from, you know, to about 6 degrees for a high on Tuesday. So, you know, we're hoping that we can play on Tuesday, and if we can't, then, you know, there's nothing we're going to change with Mother Nature, and we'll reschedule it and move on to the next one.
And the next one after that right now is Sioux Falls Jefferson a week from today, and they did want to bring that up more on the boys' side of thing, but hard to believe. I remember you and I were talking about a month ago. Yeah, just showed you how much older I am now, but we're just about to the 20-year anniversary of that 04 state championship game. You were a reserve on the roster that year, and as part of the Jefferson doubleheader next Saturday, have a reunion plan. Sounds like a lot of the guys on the roster are coming back.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, when the first rumblings about having a reunion for it, I'm shocked that it's been 20 years already. So, so as you've gotten 20 years older since then, so have I. So, it'll be fun to see everybody and talk. You know, I'm still in touch with some of them on a pretty weekly basis, but it'll be fun to get everybody together and talk about all the stories. But, you know, it's the memories you have of something like that, or something that'll never go away. You know, more so than winning the games, it's just, you know, the brotherhood and, you know, the camaraderie that you had with all those guys, and how well, you know, the things that stand out to me are that, you know, how well everybody played together and how hard everybody competed and what it was like in practice every day, you know, just to go at it, make everybody better, whether you played, you know, 3 minutes in a game on the varsity game, or you played, you know, the whole game. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun to get out there and, you know, and like I said, be recognized because, you know, I believe it's the last team state championship that that Huron has won, you know, which is 20 years ago. So it'll be fun to get recognized again, but more so just to be able to, you know, reminisce and talk and you get to see everybody again. That'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that. It'll be, you know, and I now that I see it from a different standpoint and see how hard it is to win a game, let alone win a state championship, you just have that much more appreciation for what was accomplished between the coaches and the players, you know, so it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it, and I know that there's a lot of people on the team that are looking forward to getting together as well.
And right now we'll wrap it up with this. Looking forward to just getting back on the court, even for a practice right now. Weather's kind of got us at a standstill. Hopefully we're back up and running on Tuesday.
Yeah, well, you know, as we all know, nobody's defeating Mother Nature, so she wins all the time. So we'll see what happens, and hopefully we'll talk to you on Tuesday for a pregame before the Brookings.
Cody Kaufman, head coach here on Tiger Girls Basketball. Tigers hosting Brookings Tuesday, doubleheader at the arena. We'll talk about the boys' side of things next with head coach Tim Budenhagen on Dakota Sports KOKK.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Westwood One is the only place for exclusive audio coverage of every NFL postseason game. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join us throughout the month of January and into February as we bring you Super Wild Card Weekend, the Divisional Round, Championship Sunday, and of course Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas. All 13 NFL playoff games are on Westwood One. If it's the NFL playoffs, it's right here.
Sunday afternoon, Monday night on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
We're back on Dakota Sports Saturday, talking with Huron Tiger boys basketball coach Tim Budenhagen. Tigers were supposed to play last night at Sioux Falls Lincoln, but postponed. Girls at home, boys on the road due to the weather. And so Tigers will have a week off here now, hopefully, between Mitchell last Tuesday and Brookings this coming Tuesday. So, Coach, all of a sudden you wind up with a one-game week this week. And, you know, Mitchell, great atmosphere there at the Cornhut, but I know you felt boys really could have played a lot better in what they did against a very good Mitchell team.
Well, 19 turnovers sticks out to us, and then one offensive rebound really sticks out. And then Mitchell has 6 turnovers and 7 offensive rebounds. So that is the story of the game. When they get more possessions, they had 51 shots, or 41. That's 10 more shots, and that's the reason why they won the game. I think if we take care of the basketball, we get some extra shots. That puts us... I think, you know, a couple more makes, that puts us right back in the game, if not ahead.
You know, and you mentioned the turnovers, and unfortunately that's a little bit of a theme here. I think our turnover total was right around 19 last Saturday at Harrisburg as well.
Yeah, you played a number one and two teams. So we got two losses to Mitchell, who's number two in the state. We got one loss to Harrisburg, which is number one in the state. So our three of our four losses are to teams that are highly ranked, but yet we still turn the ball over, like you said, 19 times. I think we're averaging 17.4 turnovers a game. If we get it to about 12, that's 5 more possessions. What's our record? So we're doing it to ourselves. And, you know, I just read a good quote that said more games are lost than won. Well, we're proving that that is the case.
You know, and when it comes to turnovers, obviously that is a correctable thing, but sometimes I feel maybe the boys just feel like they need to go fast, maybe hurrying a little bit. We saw that when we actually forced some turnovers, but then didn't turn the turnovers into points because it almost looked like we're hurrying a bit.
Right. We get. I mean, we still want to play fast, but yet now the game's got to start to slow down. For good players, the game slows down. You can see things as they happen. I think we just have, we got to get the ball down the floor, and I got tunnel vision, and that's the only thing going through my head. We got to get the ball down the floor. I don't see the defense. I'm not reading the defense because I'm not jump-stopping, looking the floor over. I'm trying to dribble and pass at the same time, which isn't working for us. So we're working a lot on that, working a lot on our transition drills, trying to make good decisions, and then in our half-court offense, making sure that we're running some actions that three guys are moving, so defenders are put in a position where they have to communicate, and if they don't communicate, now we read and we can slip to the basket, or we got a three-point shooter coming to the top.
And so, you know, there were good things. There were positives out there. We had four guys in double figures, including Carson Evans with 11 off the bench. So, you know, that's the kind of balance you do like, something we haven't always seen with our teams. And when you get contributions off the bench as well, that gives everybody else a little more confidence.
Right. We got to continue to improve, you know, our scoring off the bench. We continue to improve our scoring from our starting five. But, you know, give our guys credit. We were down 15, came back, had the ball down five, could have went down three. We missed four, five, six layups. You know, all those things build up. But we're still doing some good things defensively, offensively. They're just not resulting in wins right now. And we gotta desperately try to turn that around because right now there's about 6, 7, 8 teams that are all 5-4, 4-3, 4-4, and we got to start positioning ourselves now. Now's the time where you got to position. Mid-January, you got to start playing well, and then you got to gain some momentum. So by the end of February, you're playing great.
You know, in the last night, Lincoln got called off, and I think probably a little more down towards their end because they're actually getting more snow out of this system than we are. But you know, it's hard to get through January, it seems like, without having at least one post moment. They pushed it back a couple weeks, I believe, to the 25th, so now just have to do a reset. But reset isn't easy either with the weather forecast and the warnings and everything. Can't even practice this weekend.
Right, we're going to take the next couple of days off. I think we need to. I think we're in a dark place right now, not playing well. Knowing that we could have beat Harrisburg, we could have beat Mitchell, but we did it to ourselves. So I think we need to get out of the gym a little bit, re-energize, come back, and then refocus in on, you know, the Brookings game. Try to get right against Brookings, really play well. Establish ourselves defensively and offensively back to where we need to be in order to be successful. So I think this comes at a good time, and now can we use this to rejuvenate ourselves.
And one last thing here before we wrap it up here. A week from today, we host Sioux Falls Jefferson for a doubleheader. Should be a special night. Hard to believe it's been 20 years since that 04 boys team won the state title, the state AA title, but it has been 20. We have a reunion planned, and that should just be a fun evening and kind of add on to festivities there for an afternoon doubleheader.
Yeah, absolutely. We thought it was a good idea, you know. I didn't realize it either until, you know, it's 2024 and 04, you know, was our last state title. So it's been 20 years, and I think that'll be a great, great day for bringing some alumni guys back, you know, get them back in the arena. Again, the brotherhood that exists with your on Tiger basketball. I think a lot of guys are planning on coming back, so we're going to introduce them at halftime, then hopefully have a little get-together at the hangar after the game, reminisce a little bit. So it'll be exciting to see those guys again, bring them back to the Huron Arena, and reconnect with them.
You know, and while we're still a week out here, it sounds like a majority are back. I know there's a few guys that probably aren't going to make it, but, you know, hey, guys are scattered all across the country here.
Right, exactly. And, you know, there's never a good time to have a reunion because, unfortunately, not everybody's going to make it. But this was the easiest one on our schedule. Looking in January, it falls on a Saturday. So we thought that if we're going to do it, we got to get it done. We talked about it at the alumni game. Some of the guys start calling and texting and putting it out on social media. So hopefully that we get a majority of the guys back, and it'll be fun to reconnect.
Tim Budnagan, head coach here on Tiger Boys Basketball. Tigers back on the court hopefully Tuesday, hosting Brookings doubleheader at the arena. That wraps up our edition today of Dakota Sports Saturday. Schedule for today, I'm sure, is wiped out. Stay close to home today. Probably the best scenario here. It's cold. It's windy. We have blowing snow. Winter, we've been spoiled. Winter is here, though, in Huron, South Dakota. Territorial Rodeo Update brought to you by Premier Equipment is coming up. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Your old buddy Monty James in the air chair for America's Top 5 Countdown. Got some big winter pro shows like the Sandhill Stock Show and Rodeo in Odessa, Texas in full swing. The National Western in Denver runs till January 21st, one of my personal favorites, by the way. And my all-time undisputed A-number one King of the Hill favorite, the 65th Annual Black Hill Stock Show and Rodeo looms on yonder horizon. Get on out there and get some. This week's TFC coming up after this word from legendary family-owned Sioux Steel Company.
You know, it's a proven fact that there's two things that ranchers enjoy most. Well, actually three, but the two they enjoy most are raising good healthy calves and saving money. If you're nodding your head, then you need to speak to your local Sioux Steel dealer today about our rock-solid calving pin care center. The most rancher-friendly calving pin on the market. Super tough. All the bells and whistles, plus a price you can afford. With these beef prices, you can't afford to lose even one calf. So you need to talk to your local Sioux Steel dealer today about our calving pin care center. Sioux Steel Company since 1918. Check us out at SiouxSteel.com.
Hearken now as we present the top five in each event in the world of pro rodeo. Big D, lock this bad boy down and let's get it on. You betcha.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Bareback riding competition. Cajuns own it. Taylor Broussard and Waylon Bourgeois, 1-5. Ben Kramer at North Dakota, number 2. Texan Bradley Miller and Coop Cook duke it out for 3-4. Bulldog and Buffet Bustas. Okie Shane Fry, top dog. Gurr, Texan Justin Schaefer, 1-back. Will Loomis of Old Miss, 3-card. Colorado's Gage Hesse, 4-spot. Cameron Mormon at North Dakota skids 5th.
Not too shabby.
This is also the time of year when we botch names. Team Ropin, Headers, Manny Aguiasquia, is the man. Get it? Then Britton Reed, Massey, and Brunson. On their heels, literally. Texan Evan Arnold in front of the back, then Green, McDaniel, Ashford, and Mabry. Capiche? Prego.
Point of order, it's pronounced
Sad of Bronk Bustin. Wyoming Gunner, Brody Crest, topping the chats. Montation, Quentin Stroh, rolls second. Texan Logan Cook, simmering third. Goodwin Eye, Floridian, Parker Kemper, and Ryder Wright, neck and neck for number